This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, tomorrow we will bring you the latest employment report and unemployment rate from the Labor Department, some of the most watched pieces of economic data each month. In the meantime, though, today brings a lot else to scrutinize. Payroll processor ADP says U.S. companies added 158,000 jobs last month. Initial claims for unemployment insurance dropped last week, and productivity growth continued to slow in October. That sounds bad at first, but some folks see that as a good omen for hiring. And we have the monthly job cuts report from the firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. CEO John Challenger joins me now live to talk through it. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
So we've got other good-looking news on jobs today from other sources. And here you guys come saying October brought a surge of layoffs, the highest level of layoffs in 5 months. What's the story with your numbers?
We saw over 47,000 job cuts announced in the month. That was up 12% from what we saw a year ago. Same time for the year, we've now seen over 433,000 job cuts. That's 17% fewer than the first 10 months of 2011.
So put this in even broader context for me. How should we view, you know, a surge in October within the bigger hiring picture?
Well, we saw a spate of poor earnings announcements by companies in October. They just weren't meeting earnings expectations. And in today's environment, companies take quick action. If their business levels are down, then they drop their employment levels. They try to satisfy their shareholders by cutting costs.
Mm-hmm. And as you look sort of across the country, any notable differences from region to region?
Well, regions were fairly balanced for the year. We've seen California with the heaviest layoffs, but in the month of October, it was the Midwest that saw, and manufacturing that saw some of the heaviest job cuts by those companies headquartered there.
All right. Very interesting. Good to talk about in advance of tomorrow's big numbers release. John Challenger, CEO at Challenger, Gray & Christmas. Great to talk with you.
Thank you.